Hello there, everyone. Welcome to Leadership Lessons with Pastor Adam. I am Pastor Adam, and it's so glad to be with you again today here on the podcast. You know, I'm going to be sharing here in just a moment what I guess is part two of what I titled Broken in All the Right Places. And I shared with you a few days ago part one, and I wanted to just kind of pick up with it and go a little deeper, just because of where I believe we are right now in the body of Christ. And if you missed part one, make sure you go back and check it out. It was really anointed, and some of you probably thought, man, he's shouting today, and I really was. It was a totally different vibe than what I normally just kind of teach here on the podcast and whatnot. But there was such an anointing as I was sharing that with you the other day when I was recording that, and I just had to go, you know, and just share with you what was on my heart. And so I want to really pick up, and I know I shared some scriptures and some great revelation there with you, and I don't want to go back and retrack any of that. So if you didn't hear part one, make sure you go listen to it. It's out there and free for you to listen to as well. But I want to just dive right in here, because I really believe this is a word for you today, that many of you feel broken, you feel lonely, you feel weary, you're feeling tired, you're overwhelmed. But I really believe that many of us, many of you today, you're fighting a spirit that you have dominion. You're fighting a spirit that you have authority over. And I need to really point that out to you today. I want to help you to see what's behind your weariness. What's behind all this fatigue? What's behind this struggle that you are facing right now? Because I really believe God's about to move. He's about to move and really give someone the revelation that you have dominion and you have authority to put Jezebel on the run. You see, when the spirit of Jezebel came against the prophet Elijah, she didn't want him dead. Yeah, there was a threat to kill him, yes, but she wanted him to run. You see, what I really understand about that scripture is that if she wanted him dead, the messenger would have pulled a sword out and killed him right there. You know, but instead, she wanted him to run. The spirit of Jezebel is revealed in the end time to wear out the saints of the Most High. You know, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it says, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High God." Shall wear out the saints. See, Jezebel wants the prophet scared. Jezebel wants the man or woman of God to be operating in fear and to be on the run. You see, I'm preaching to people today who have seen revival, people who have been used by God, who have seen dreams and have seen visions, and people who are anointed. And yeah, you've been slain in the spirit and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but now you find yourself sort of in a cave like Elijah, and you're saying, I think I'm about to lose my mind. I don't feel myself. I'm worn out. I'm exhausted. I don't know what to do next. You see, because I've learned through the years of ministry that Jezebel does three things. Number one, Jezebel will run you down. Number two, Jezebel will run you out. And number three, Jezebel will run you crazy. You see, you don't understand why you feel like quitting, or why you feel like a failure. You haven't sinned and you haven't made a mistake, and you end up saying things like, "I'd be better off staying at home." You see, I find that things like that we end up thinking and questioning and things like that, it's a spirit of Jezebel, and we've got to stand up. You need to stand up and tell her today, "Hey, Jezebel, yes, I'm broken, but I am broken in all the right places," because Jezebel was really good at causing you to see that you're broken, and then feeling like you're unusable, like you're too broken. See, what God has allowed to happen to me is for His glory. I found that out. I shared with you in part one about my burnout last year, and yeah, there were people that left me. There were people that got mad because the pastor got in burnout and I didn't give them a phone call to tell them. I'm sorry, but when you are in burnout, if you've ever been in real burnout, some of you maybe haven't, but when you've ever been in burnout, you don't have the strength, you don't have the ability, you don't have the mind even of God enough to do it. And on top of that, there were physical things and natural circumstances. And so I've really found out that you and I've got to realize that, yeah, you're broken today. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're broken today, but I'm here to declare to you that you are broken in all the right places. You are. And what God has allowed to happen to you, friend, it is for His glory. I said it is for His glory. You see, she wants to run you crazy. She wants to run you crazy. Maybe you're confused or frustrated or depressed, and things aren't making sense. But you're praying and it doesn't help. You're worshiping and it doesn't help. It's a spirit, and that spirit will try and run you crazy and make you say crazy things. You see, the prophet said, "Oh Lord, it's just me by myself." He went on to say, "You know, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. You know, how can?" You see, what I find is, how can we be in revival and I feel so depressed? How can I see the Spirit of God moving so mightily, but yet I'm so depleted? How can I feel the anointing of God on Sunday, but I'm so sad and I'm so lonely? Friend, I want you to know it's a spirit of Jezebel. And I'm just believing that the saints of God, that the leaders and pastors of the Church of Jesus Christ were going to rise up and say, you know what, this is a spirit. And we're going to stand against this spirit of Jezebel. You need to stand up right now and admit it. You need to just stand up and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm tired. Yes, I'm weary. Yes, I'm lonely. Yes, I'm depressed. And I'm tired of hell messing with me. We need to get bold and declare what needs to be said. It doesn't mean that you're not anointed. It doesn't mean that you're not called. It doesn't mean that you're not destined. It just means that Jezebel was on the loose and she wants to run you crazy. She wants to get in your mind. You see, I believe that maybe you need to stand up and just declare, I'm not going crazy. I'm not losing my mind. I'm going to gain a revelation today. You need to just declare that over yourself. You felt confused and distraught in your thoughts and your thoughts are scattered, but you need to just declare, I'm not going crazy. I'm not losing my mind. I do have the mind of Christ and I am going to gain revelation. You see, when the enemy is trying to get you to lose your mind, God is trying to get you a word. Come on, I want you to hear that. Every time the enemy is trying to get you to lose your mind, God is trying to get you a word. Yes, you're broken, but you're broken in all the right places. I hope someone's hearing me today. I said you're broken in all the right places. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord. See, he knew your character when God called you. He knew your personality when he called you. He knew your flaws when he called you. He knew you would fail when he called you. And if you'll quit listening to the devil, God will take your brokenness. God is going to take your failure. God is going to take your fear. God is going to take your doubt. God will take your trouble, and he'll use it all for his glory. Now, I said that, number one, that she wants to run you crazy. Number two, she wants to run you out. You see, we see in the Word how the Jezebel attempted to run the prophet out. The Word says, where are you going, prophet? Where are you going, prophet? It's almost like Elijah said, I've got to get away from the last move of the Spirit. He's saying, I can't stay where the fire fell. Elijah said, I've got to go hide in the cave. See, how many of you feel weaker now than you did before a move of the Holy Ghost? Before you understood the supernatural? See, people who have laughed for hours in the Holy Ghost and now don't remember the last time you smiled. I'm talking to somebody today. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've sensed and you've been in seasons where you had the power of God all over you and you were in great revival and in church for hours and you laughed into the anointing and you fell out under the power of God. And the last time you sang, you just felt the power of God. But now, you can't even hardly remember the last time you smiled. You see, the devil is telling you there's something wrong with you. But I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you. There's a spirit of Jezebel after you. And Jezebel is afraid of the next dimension. Jezebel's afraid of the next dimension because Jehu is coming. Remember, Jehu had her thrown over a balcony and the dogs ate her. I want you to know, friend, there's a Jehu coming. There's a Jehu about to rise up. You see, if I can survive, if I can just survive the cave, Jehu is coming. Some of you, you've been in obscurity, right? You went from notoriety to obscurity, and you're in a place of obscurity right now. But I just want you to know that Jehu is coming. I sense that in my spirit. Jehu is coming. I know that you feel lost, and I know you feel depressed, and I know you're weary, and you may feel like a hypocrite at times. But friend, you're no hypocrite. There's a new vein of the Spirit coming, and you're just in between the prophetic vein of the Spirit. There's a river that's coming. There's a wind that's coming. Oh, hallelujah. I sense in my spirit a fresh wind of revival today. I know that you've been tired. I know you felt like quitting, but a fresh move of God is coming. Jehu is coming, my friend. Jehu is coming. Remember the one who threw Jezebel over a balcony and the dogs ate her and killed her. Jezebel was about to be cast out. And if you believe it, just give God a shout even now where you are. If you're in the car, just shout, yes, Lord. If you're in the office, just shout, yes, Lord. If you're at home, just shout, yes, Lord. I believe today that I'm preaching to someone, that I'm giving someone a word of hope. You see, some of you, you're questioning your destiny, and you're questioning where you belong, and you're questioning things going on around you. But Elijah began to question his ministry and his own destiny after fire fell from heaven. You remember this story. He called down fire, and the fire consumed the altar and the wood and the rocks and even the water. It licked everything up. See, Jezebel is trying to drive you out. And you need to stand up today and say, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going nowhere, Jezebel. I'm going nowhere. I will not run crazy, and I won't be run out. I want to encourage you today, friend. Stay where you are called. Stay where you are called. If there's a prophetic anointing, there is a spirit of Jezebel. That's just the way that it works. There always seems to be this balance that when there's a prophetic anointing, a Jezebel will also show up. But you today, my friend, you have the authority to break through this spirit and let a spirit of liberty and a spirit of peace overcome you. Oh, thank you, Lord. A spirit of liberty and a spirit of peace overcome you. Now, friend, when Jezebel can't run you crazy and when Jezebel can't run you out, the third one I said is Jezebel will run you down. She will run you down. In other words, talk smack about you. You'll hear it all over the place. People talking about you, people saying things. What I am is a prophet of God, a tongue-talking, devil-chasing, anointed man of God, full of the fire of God. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. I wish I was preaching to someone who knew who they were. Today, I wish there were some people listening that really knew who they were today. You know, some of you, you say, I'm just a single mother. I'm just divorced. I'm just a recovering addict. But see, Rahab was a harlot. Now she's the great-great-grandmother of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. See, you cannot focus on who you were because you are not who you were, but you are who you are now because of Jesus Christ. Yes, Rahab was a harlot, but now she's the great-great-great-grandmother of Jesus Christ. You see, you might have been an addict, but you were broken in all the right places. You might have committed a crime, but you were broken in all the right places. You see, you're not that way anymore. You've been washed. You've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Lamb. You used to feel anointed, but now you feel isolated and afraid, depressed and tired. See, Elijah never questioned God until he got tired. Would you notice that? Elijah never questioned God until he got tired. See, spiritual fatigue is an enemy to the anointing. There's a lot of pastors who have gotten tired and they quit when they were tired. Don't you ever make a decision when you're weary. Don't make a decision when you're tired. Spiritual fatigue is an enemy of the anointing. See, a nap can't cure it. A vacation can't cure it. It's when you get so tired in your spirit that the enemy won't leave you alone. Oh, I know I'm speaking to somebody today. You are so tired in your spirit. And it doesn't matter what you've tried. You've tried to pray, you've tried to fast, and you have gone to church, and you've gotten a word, and you've gotten in the word, and yet the enemy just isn't leaving you alone. But I have some revelation for you today. I have some revelation for you today, friend. When Lucifer came and tempted Jesus in the wilderness, the Bible says that Jesus used the word on him 3 times, and then the tempter departed and left Jesus alone for a season. we are about to back the devil off of you for a season. He won't leave for good. No. He won't, but he'll leave for a little while. And you can get a little R&R in the Holy Ghost. There's some of you today that there's just a desire. There's a yearning inside of you. You just want a little rest. You just want to be able to lay your head down tonight and sleep well. And you want to be able to wake in the morning and feel rested. And you want to stop fighting the same battles over and over again. You see, the enemy, he might come back in a few weeks, but you need to get him out of your house right now. You don't need to worry about what the next battle is yet. You just need him out of your house right now. You need some rest and some peace right now. You've been fighting hell for months and you're tired and you're weak. But I really believe that there's some people that'll hear this, that you want the tempter to depart for a season. You've had enough of it. You've been getting, the enemy's been getting in every area of your life, and you're saying it's time to go. It's time for the enemy to go. And so today, I just want to encourage you to serve an eviction notice right now to the devil. Clap your hands and shout with a shout of praise and let the devil know that you may have been down, but you are not out. That you are going to push back and push back hard. You see, you've got to quit letting Jezebel bring you up your past and tell her your future. Jehu is about to throw you down, Jezebel. Jehu is about to rise up. There's an anointing in here today. There's an anointing to cast down the spirit of Jezebel. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe there's a spirit of Jezebel on me right now as I'm bringing this to you, but I just see there's a slaying taking a place. There's a slaying taking place to this enemy, to this spirit that has risen up in this hour to cause you to be weary and tired. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that when we're weak, you are strong. I thank you that, Lord, when I'm down to nothing, that, Lord, you are up to something. I thank you that, Lord, I may be down, but I'm not out today. Lord, I praise you that not everything has been God sent, but everything is being God used. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 you've been broken. Yes, but God is about to put you back together in all the right places. Jezebel was to break off of this ministry. Jezebel is about to break off your church. Jezebel's to break off your family. Jezebel's just about to break off of your life. Loose now in the name of Jesus, Jezebel. Loose yourself now. You see, I believe today you are not going to run these people crazy anymore. You will not run them out. You will not run them down, but I declare breakthrough for you right now in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough for you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You see, God didn't make you commit adultery. God didn't make you do drugs. God didn't make you experience all that pain. But once you have fallen, my friend, once you have fallen, he can pick you up. You see, God can pick you up. He allowed it so you could be broken to fit the plan of God for your life. God won't remind you of your past anymore. God won't remind you of what you've done. But instead, God will remind you of what you'll become. Did you hear me? God is not in the business of reminding you what you've done, but God will remind you what you've become. God won't run you down, but he'll lift you up. Hallelujah. 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 When God calls you, the equation always includes your brokenness. It always includes your humanity. See, you are still called. You still got it. You got to stop listening to the devil today. Quit listening to Jezebel. You are still called. You're just being broken to fit in all the right places. Friend, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to just bring your fear to God right now. I want to encourage you to bring your frustration right now. Bring your bitterness, bring your anger, bring your addiction. Bring it to Jesus right now. Because my friend, you are being broken in all the right places. Friend, I don't know who I had to share these two podcasts with. I don't know. I don't get to see your face, and many times I don't get an email from you or anything, but there are some of you that you'll hear this and with tears streaming down your face, and you're saying, but God, I'm so tired of being broken. Friend, you need to see that you are broken in all the right places, that God will use this for you to be broken to fit the plan of God. So I want to encourage you in these final moments that you'll bring your fear, your frustrations, your bitterness, your anger, your addictions, whatever it is that you've got going on in your life right now, that you'll bring it to Jesus. If you're weary, bring it to Him. If you're tired, just bring it to Him. If you're just tired of being tired, bring it to Him. Because I sense the power of the Holy Ghost in this place. I sense His anointing right now. He's waiting on you, my friend. He's waiting on you, and just begin to pray, and let's begin to call out on a supernatural boldness of the Holy Ghost to rise up, that you will be able to stand up against Jezebel, that Jehu is rising up right now to slay Jezebel and to bring peace into your home and your life again. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your word today that your people are broken in all the right places. Broken in all the right places. Father, whether they're dealing with fear or anxiety, or they're weary, or they're tired, or they're frustrated, or they're exhausted, God, or whether they're just extremely fatigued, God. God, I thank you today. I thank you today that your word will remain. May the power of the Holy Spirit swell up in them right now. Strengthen them. Strengthen them. Take their weariness, God. Take their tiredness. Take their fatigue. God, take how Jezebel has been trying to make them go crazy in their mind. Cause them to lose their mind and cause them to run from where you've called them. I come against you, you foul spirit of Jezebel. I command you to loose yourself right now from the people of God. They will not be run out. They will not be run down. They will not be run out of their mind. But they will have the mind of Christ. They do have the mind of Christ. I just declare the helmet of salvation over you right now. And now, power of the Holy Spirit, swell up in their room right now as I worship you in this place. As I worship you recording this, may the power of your Holy Spirit swell up in their room or their car or their office and minister to them in the name of Jesus. They are broken, but they are broken in all the right places. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Friend, I had to be obedient and share with you part two of this. And as you, I pray that you can sense the anointing like I do. It's not a time to give up. It's not a time to give in. It's a time for you to stand your ground and push and fight and declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He is a mighty God, an awesome God. The Bible says that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever think or ask, according to the power that worketh in you. Ephesians 3, chapter 20. 3, verse 20. It's according to the power that works in you. There's a power inside of you. What is in you is greater than what's going on around you. What is in you right now is greater and stronger than what's going on around you. Friend, I'll be praying for you. I encourage you, friend, drop us a note. Let us know if this ministered to you. Go over to the website at freshfirechurch.net. Click on Contact Us and just send us a note letting us know if this ministered to you, if it helped you in any way. Of course, follow us on social media. And of course, if the Spirit is urging you and ministering to you while you're on the website, give so an offering to bless and help our ministry do what we do. It doesn't benefit me personally. It benefits the ministry to reach people and to speak the word of God like this to them, to people all around the globe. I pray that you are blessed, my friend. We love you. We're praying for you here at the church. And my friends, and as always, until next time, I pray the fire of God consumes your life. Goodbye, friends.